The portion of God's Word that we hear today is taken from Matthew's Gospel, the 7th chapter, beginning at verse 24. Jesus said, "Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it." And when Jesus finished these sayings, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one who had authority, and not as their scribes. This is God's Word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, these are your words. Make us holy through the truth. Your Word is truth. Amen. Be seated. I do not intend this to be insulting to anyone, but when we lived in Arizona, I realized how many fools lived there, or at least in the area we lived in. We were getting ready to build a house, and this was the first house that my wife and I were to own, and so we were pretty excited about it. I was looking forward to seeing this empty lot transformed and seeing a nice new house come up and a nice yard. But as I watched that lot being leveled off and as I watched the concrete being poured for the foundation, all of a sudden, it hit me. This house is being built on sand. We were going to have a beach house 7 hours away from the ocean. Just how stable would that house be? Now, our contractor reassured us, of course, by telling us that all of the houses around there were built that way. And besides, we only received about 4 inches of rain in a year. So, really, there wasn't much of a chance of water eroding the ground and damaging the foundation. Now, we had been in our house for some time, and one day I looked out the front window and I saw water. Water running a foot deep in our street. Now, mind you, the sun was shining. But in the mountains to the east of us, it was pouring rain. And all of that rain just came down the mountains, and the water ran down and down toward us and through our neighborhood and tried to go through my neighbor's house across the street. And so for the next few hours, he and I worked really hard to divert the water away from the house, because if that water had gotten underneath the foundation and eroded the ground there, that whole foundation just would have collapsed. Now, fortunately for us, our house was never in the path of those torrents of water as they came down from the mountains. But watching that water trying to attack my neighbor's house that day was a great illustration of how the foundation makes all the difference. So on what is your foundation built? The foundation of your life. In these closing words of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, he makes a comparison. He makes a comparison between two types of foundation. A foundation on the rock and the foundation on the sand. And really, those are the only two types of foundations we can build our lives on. Now, many of you probably started off with your life built on the foundation of the rock. Not that you were born that way, but when you were baptized, God took you. He washed your sins away through Christ's blood, and he made you one of his own. The Holy Spirit created faith in you, created trust in you, in your heart, and he placed you on that solid foundation of God's Word, on the bedrock of God's Word. Now, most likely, since that time, you have grown in your faith. Your parents told you Bible stories. You went to Sunday school. Maybe you went to a Christian elementary school. Maybe even to a Lutheran high school. And here you are at Bethany, still hearing and studying and reading God's Word. In most respects, you're adhering to what Jesus describes in the text as the wise man. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them is like a wise man. Your foundation is rock solid, right? Actually, we could say that our foundation, the foundation of God and His Word, never changes. After all, bedrock is bedrock. God's Word never changes. It's always the same today as it always has been, always as it always will be. The work that Jesus did for you, His saving work for you, never changes. Now, the danger in this life regarding your foundation is not that your foundation is going to change, but that you may very well change foundations. Now, maybe the question comes into your mind, why would I want to? Why would I want to give up my eternal life, the forgiveness of my sins, life now, life forever? Well, I'm not saying that you will want to, but it could happen that you may start slipping ever so slightly toward the edge off of your foundation. Now, you know what I'm talking about. Such as when you make excuses for your sins. Well, you know, I'm a college student. I'm supposed to be a little wild and crazy right now. And besides, I go to chapel most every day. Or maybe you have an excuse of not studying God's Word. I just don't have the time. I just can't find enough time. I've got too many other things to do. Or perhaps you have lustful thoughts in your heart. You know, I know that that guy is not my husband, but boy, he sure is hot. Now, every time that we sin, whether or not we make excuses for it, we scoot just a little bit closer to the edge. Perhaps right up to the edge, and maybe we're teetering on the edge of either falling off or jumping off our foundation, of turning our back on God and His Word. That's a dangerous game to play. And the more we do it, the harder it becomes to know how close to the edge we are. And when we fall, if we fall, as Jesus said, great is the fall of it. We end up in hell. So how do we maintain our footing on our solid foundation? When the builders had finished pouring the concrete for our foundation of our house in Arizona, they did something a little interesting. Now, it was May, and the daytime high temperatures were already in the low 100s. And right before they left the site, they put a sprinkler right next to the foundation, and they kept water sprinkling on that concrete all day long. Had they not done that, the concrete, because of the heat of the day, would have set up way too quickly, and it would have been crumbly. It wouldn't have been a good foundation. So how do we maintain our footing on our solid foundation? Water. Now, I'm not talking about taking showers all the time or drinking lots of water, but think about how you came to be on the solid foundation of God and His Word. God placed you there through the water of baptism. Every day, think about what happened in your baptism, that God took you, a sinful creature, washed your sins away, and made you one of His own. When you do that, your feet will come back on the firm foundation, or will stay on that firm foundation. Take opportunity to partake of the Lord's Supper as often as you can for the strengthening of your faith, for the forgiveness of your sins. And of course, keep hearing and studying and reading God's Word, the powerful Word that not only placed you on the solid foundation, but is the very foundation of your life. Even though we're in Minnesota, there is a lot of sand out there. There are many other foundations out there that might look appealing and maybe even are calling out to you to come and put your life on them. Don't do it. Don't abandon the only solid foundation there is. Stay on that foundation that's going to weather whatever storms come in this life. Staying on that foundation is going to bring you through this life, and it will also bring you to the next life of heaven. Amen.